You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Here we go!
We'll start today in Placer County in a grove of pine trees on a hot afternoon. Seven young men are given a challenge.
The goal here is for your group to all get on the box and have no part of your body touching the ground.
We're at a summer camp where close to half of the young people are immigrants and refugees, students from Oakland International High School. KALW's Eli Wertschafter tagged along with one of them, a lanky 19-year-old named Ablil Alemu.
Hey, huddle in, guys, huddle in.
Just bring in a towel.
Ablil's counselor calls the group together to strategize. How will they all get on the box? Ablil takes control.
I'm going in his shoulder so that we can have more space.
Yeah.
Ablil jumps on top of his friend's shoulders, and for 5 seconds, the whole group hangs onto their spot on the box. Hey, they did it. Ablil is from Eritrea. When he was 9, his family faced government extortion. They fled to neighboring Ethiopia and were placed in a refugee camp. He says that there, they were barely treated like humans.
Like, it's not for people, for real. It's just, like, really hot and, like, you don't even have a clothes to wear.
In 2014, the U.S. allowed Ablil's family to come here as refugees, and they flew to Oakland.
When I just came here, I realized that I felt, like, so lonely because I didn't know you know, like, the people don't talk to you or they just, like, be quiet.
So with almost no background in English, Ablil started at Oakland International High School, where all the students come from immigrant families. He says he sat quietly in the back of the class.
All I said is okay or yes or no.
Ablil didn't think he'd graduate high school. Then, after his junior year, he got invited to spend a week in the woods west of Lake Tahoe at a program called the California Global Youth Peace Summit.
You're going to learn English, you're going to have fun, and you're going to communicate with people.
It wasn't until the bus ride up that he found out the bad news. He wouldn't be able to use his cell phone for the whole week.
Wow, I was going to cry the first time, but and then in the middle, it was like, I don't even remember my phone.
Part of the summit is typical summer camp activities, ropes courses, team building games, free time at the pool. But there's also this.
Each one of you is going to go out into nature as an individual.
It's day two of the summit. The camp's founder, Vanessa Stone, gathers the youth in a circle. And she sends everyone out into the woods to find objects for a group art installation.
It can be a stick. It can be pine cone. It could be...
She tells each person their object should represent something in their life that they want to let go of.
So if it feels like a heavy burden, then find a big, heavy thing. If it feels like a gnarly anger, then find something that looks like gnarly anger.
This kind of activity, introspection, talking about life traumas, is really at the heart of the summit, which Stone began 5 years ago.
My family is from Colombia, South America. I had a unique perspective in that way. And also, honestly, I was a young person who was struggling.
Stone never went to college, but she became her own kind of teacher. She went around the world offering something a little like spiritual leadership and a little like group therapy.
I was traveling and doing projects and encountering extraordinary young people from really remote places and going, gosh, how do I get them all together in a conversation? And so I started to realize... Wait a minute, there's a global community in our backyard through the refugee population and the immigrant population.
This year, 48 young people came to the summit here in California. About half are immigrants. The rest were born in the U.S.
I wanted our American youth to have direct access to the countries they read about in the news, to have face-to-face personal contact.
The immigrants in the group all attend for free. The summit is kept alive through private donations and a lot of volunteer labor. Barely any of the staff and counselors on site are paid.
Mikaya, push me.
Ablil is chilling in a hammock with one of the American counselors.
Looking out to the sky and thinking about ourselves and relaxing.
In his first year at the summit, Ablil had to figure out how to talk with people who spoke different languages.
Even though we don't speak English, we kind of communicate by... our hands.
They would just point at that thingy over there.
oh, you know that thingy, you know what I'm saying? Like, what thingy are you talking about?
Learning how to communicate without words made Ablel more confident. His English got better too. And in group circles at camp, he would reveal even his most personal struggles.
You're sharing the idea, so you kind of have a peace with yourself.
Last year, when Ablel came back from his first summit, he felt like he had transformed.
After the summit, I feel more care about my family and all the other people too. I feel more care than I used to.
This year, Ablel graduated high school. He's going to start classes at community college this fall. But before that, he's savoring his last days at the summit.
I don't want to go home.
A bunch of campers gather around a picnic bench practicing a song that they're writing. Ablel is tapping along on a cowbell.
No one's singing how to turn this mess around.
For Ablel, who ran from his own country, whose family had to fight their way into the U.S., the summit is a place that feels safe, that feels like home. In Placer County, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents. So we know.